NeoScum
is only possible thanks to our patrons. Support NeoScum at patreon.com/NeoScum and unlock hours of exclusive bonus content and episodes.
Old Dak Rambo in the recording studio singing the songs we grew up with. The songs of Christmas, the songs of the holidays. Back in my day, we just called it Christmas, no matter what holiday it was. Even if it was the new year, we called it Christmas. It was your birthday. That's a birthday Christmas. Arbor Day was Christmas of the trees. The 4th of July was the 4th of Christmas. And that was when my true love gave to me an American flag Chevrolet truck.
We're on the road. We're imagining this. Boom, we're on the road. Boom. Crash. Two huge, muscular, furry bodies slamming each other in the sky. We've got two winged pumas smashing into each other, crashing into each other, nipping at each other's necks. These guys are the size of Escalades, each of them. Huge animals, and they're nipping and fighting and rolling around in the sky, and below them is just a great expanse of rusty-colored dirt and stone. Beneath them is a gas tankard that's been torn open and half-empty, half-lapped up by these creatures above them. And the sun is coming down after the rain that happened a few hours ago. What are we thinking? It's about 82 degrees. Ooh, is it ever 82 degrees? Or what?
What's the humidity, though, with that rain?
Probably dry because it's still a desert.
I want to say it's dry. Yeah, it's got to be dry.
Oh, dried up real fast.
West Coast.
It's great for the succulents.
Great for the succulents.
Thought you were going to say succubus. Yeah, that's succubus.
Gilmore! And the camera is scooching over. Whoosh, we're flying over sort of like gnarled encampments and mines, abandoned mines, crystal mines, gas stations, VR porno, hell dens. And we're back on that weird piece of dirty, black and white plastic asphalt that is known as Grange Cross. Talking Neo New Mexico Technopolis. That's a shooting range. It's not important. There's a shooting range semi-nearby. Let's ignore that. We're looking at the road, and it's semi-populated. It's a pretty loose sort of traffic thing. You know, we're seeing autopods, motorcycles, tractors, minivans. Not a huge, I mean, it's a bit. It's you know, medium traffic, nothing banging. But there is one very big hauling piece of ass. I'm talking fucking ass. Xanadu, money shit, real shit, fucking talking about Xanadu. Hand stretched up in the air, holding aloft a black piece of fabric, waving in the wind almost like a tattered flag. And we're going to get back to that in a moment. But let's take it inside Xanadu. Whoosh, we're inside Xanadu. Boom, we got Dak Rambo driving that vehicle. Boom, we got Pog Z, Tech Wizard, and the body of Samantha Argyle, and the passed out body of Tech Wizard in the cabin. Who's in shotgun? Who's riding shotgun right now?
Everybody, right?
Everybody's sitting like a sandwich piled up. Pox is the bread. She's on the top and the bottom.
Why would you choose to do that?
Because we got injured people, and you know, you want to compress the wounds.
Compression.
Wait, we didn't lose the trailer, right? Everybody jumped off the back?
Oh, trailer's on.
Trailer's on. Okay. Trailer's on.
We didn't have to do that.
We didn't have to do that.
Didn't have to do that, but it's so cozy. And
we also, yeah.
And we gave away the fucking ATV. Why the fuck did I do that, guys?
You, that was your call. You know, it's your gift to give.
I was thinking that. Why did you do that?
I thought that was a cool move because I thought it honored the ATV. And
now I'm never going to drive.
Well, I did put a tracking chip on it.
Oh.
There we go.
Pox, real quick.
Gannon?
Ah, oh, he's letting me drive. She grabs the wheel. She grabs
from
the wheel.
From the crow's nest?
She's just like fiddling it back and forth really quickly and it so that it like does not do anything really. You can vaguely feel the truck moving slightly back and forth. And she's like, yeah, I'm driving.
We're losing speed because Dak took his foot off the gas.
I'm doing bad.
So
why are we going so slow?
Tech, I think, would be in the back right now. With his body, I imagine if you're in the front or if you reached up, I don't know, but I feel like you had been helping with Tech's body, and then when he was available as well, he was also helping, because I feel like that was kind of where we were during the last episode, and I feel like I would be in the back.
Uh-huh. Realistically, we're not sitting in a sandwich pile as much as that sounds cuter and funnier. yeah, Pox and Tech are in the back. She reached forward with her guts hanging out of her body once again in this life. And her lower intestine just fell out. And now she has to stick it back in.
And it's her time of the day.
Yeah, it's their time of the day.
Oh no.
She's feeling a little moody and she's in pain.
It's the 57th minute of every hour.
That's right. Every 57th minute.
And it's done.
My period's over.
Is it safe to say that Z's in shotgun?
You know what? Z took shotgun.
Is it safe to say that Z is also on his period?
Not safe to say.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Ask at your own risk.
Yeah. It's unsafe time.
Z's riding shotgun. He's got his legs put up on the dashboard. He did that immediately without really thinking about it. And now he's kind of thinking in his head. He's like, man, I hope Dak doesn't hate this shit.
Dak noticed, but we've all been through so much that it's not a big deal.
Zeke can have a little foot on the dashboard as a treat. Yeah.
I muted those words, so I just didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, that's
good. Wait, which words did you have to mute to like eliminate that whole sentence?
Treat.
I didn't mute those words.
Anyone who says they're out.
Yeah.
Hey.
So we got the crew, and I guess I should say palpably there is a sort of emptiness in the cabin, and that emptiness would be fucking Ronan-ass cumjumper,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's been with you the last over 12 hours, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, about restart about 9. It's about 8:30, so close to 12 hours.
And Gannon, you said that we were in the. What's the name of the place? Crane Cross. And Crane Cross, was that where the drop-off was supposed to be? The drop-off of Pox to the jet?
Oh, that was further down the way. You never got to the jet.
Okay.
But it was if you got to the end of it, there was a jet waiting for you.
I want to say Dak just subconsciously drove to Crane Cross because he remembered the location from before.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just kind of driving at this point aimlessly, still in, at least Dak's still kind of processing what happened and is finally catching his breath. His face shone like a
mirror. It's been pretty nice that we saved that guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was one less person that is going to be on the big book that God has, the book of sins.
You know, I got to say, I truly did think that he was trying to fuck us over the whole time because of the bomb strapped around his chest. But at the end of it, when we said goodbye, I made a friend.
He seemed nice.
He didn't seem very grateful at the end to be walking away intact and everything.
With an ATV.
He was walking away scot-free.
And also, did he not... Sorry. Trying to be positive about it, but did he not notice that her friend fucking gave his life?
I know.
And I feel like he didn't even need to decompress about that.
Yeah. I think he was pissed that we did the thing because it sounded like it was going to be so insane and was literally almost directly going to kill him if it had not worked.
And he gets to go to TGIF or whatever the hell boring
forever.
Ass shit he loves to
as
do.
As long as he lives now, and now it's not any of our fault. But I do feel like, what the hell?
You're passing by on either side of you is a huge heaping cemeteries passing by you. Headstones, they resemble like metallic tendrils. And there's drones sort of hovering above these hulking cemeteries.
Tech and Samantha's body is looking out at the...
Dak holds his breath.
Oh, no.
Superstitious.
Hey, Dak.
I think we're going to be driving for a little while.
Don't worry. These lungs are iron. That's why they call me Daddy Iron Lungs.
Hey, Dak, do you have any...
call him his name, Dak.
Hey, Daddy Iron Lungs.
Do you have any, like, words you wanted to say about Come Jumper?
Yeah, just go ahead and tell us. Are we past the...
No, it's really big.
Ronan was a friend and a good person, and I know we all didn't...
I'm hearing a little bit of inhaling over there, Dak.
Oh, Daddy Iron Lungs! Really, really, Belinda. Okay, look.
Oh, that's another Twitter video.
Yeah, our reference.
What the hell? Doesn't matter. Okay, look, I'm cursed. I'm not going to sit here and hold my breath while giving a eulogy for my sweet friend, Ronan Cumjumper. You know, I met Ronan a long time ago, and... some people are born to die. And ever since I met Ronan, he looked at me and was like, sorry, this is not a good impersonation or anything, but he'd be like, Duck, I'm going to die in your presence 20 years from now.
Shit, dude.
I know.
And really, honestly, your voice sounded more consistent than his, which is weird.
No, he had a pretty complex voice. Hard to get the nuance right, but he called that shit. And, like,
That's what I kept saying.
Saying what?
I just noticed, you know, he had this fatalistic energy.
Yeah, but, like, I have a fatalistic energy, and I've honestly told lots of people that I'm going to die in their presence, and those dates have come and gone.
Well,
he was a hero. He saved all of us. And he was our friend, and we didn't even know him that long, but I feel like he saved me and all of us more than once.
Yeah.
He did. And who knows why? Who knows why? Just look at us. And she's like covered in blood and shit still. And everyone's kind of covered in blood and shit still.
But think about how much worse it could have been if we didn't have him there. It
would have been like twice as much blood and twice as much shit.
And I still got his damn weighted bikini on my empty stubs.
Can I...
regenerate these? Can you do that?
Not right now, buddy, but can I suggest a toast real quick, just in memory of Ronan Cumjumper, who got two of my best friends out of the life race and who saved my other best friend and me from certain death in the sewers.
I would like that
Fox
very much.
Fox pulls out 5 lollipops and hands them out.
Oh, pizza dough flavored.
Pizza dough. This is just dried dough.
that
I put on sticks.
Okay, cool. I was like, wait, is there like a pizza dough themed lollipop? Because I've had that idea for a while.
It's like a cracker almost now. It's going to be crispy.
Well,
have you ever had a Dough Billy's Dough Pops?
I know Dough Billy. And trust me, I was going to say you are no Dough Billy, but that's a little aggro.
Well, Dough Billy was a sex offender.
You're Dough Billy Hans.
It's a compliment.
You are no Dough Billy.
Thank you.
You're Dough Billy handsome.
He was very handsome. It doesn't make what he did right. It was very wrong.
Why do you even need to say that?
Because look.
What did he do?
Dak's very handsome, and it doesn't mean that all the killing and looting and all this bullshit I do makes
right,
it right.
But the difference between you and that other guy is that he's a sex offender.
And?
Oh, no. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Everyone takes a big swig of what are we drinking?
Pizza dough.
Lollipop. Sucking down, sorry. That's right. We're sucking down some pizza dough.
Don't worry. It was really stupid.
Oh, no. It was cool. You're looking out the road. There's like a psychedelic spider web over some cactuses in the distance. Passing by. Like passing by the cemeteries now. Yeah, in the distance is like a psychedelic spider web.
What does that mean?
It's like colorful. It's glistening in the sunlight.
There's just
the
like
morning
a
sunlight
on it.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, and there is a spider on it.
We're eating our pizza dough lollipop, sitting in this cabin. And friends, I just want to say I'm sorry that I wasn't able to get out of that life race with 7 million New Yen. That could have solved all our problems.
You got out of the life race, man. And if you died, we died.
If you died, we died.
I know. It would have been pretty nice.
If you died, we would have died.
You guys, if I die, you can still very much not die. Though we've been through this,
We die.
And Z, I feel like we learned some things recently. I don't know if you want to talk about it. I want to put you on the spot, buddy, but... How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, what are we talking
about? I think, you know, it's only really been about 14 or 16 hours since you told us that you might die, right? Wasn't that right before the life race?
Oh, yeah. Were we talking about that now?
I just was remembering it because you said, if you die, I die. And now I'm like, okay.
Right. So, I mean, like, definition, like, if you die, I'm probably going to die.
I know, but, like, that's so long from now, we can probably...
I mean, it could happen tomorrow.
Didn't it? What was the time? You gave a time.
I told me, like 20 years,
no,
five years.
No, it was, like, 1 year. But we're choosing to ignore that. And we're also choosing to ignore the fact that you have that thing in your brain or something.
Yeah, so here's the thing. My big question that I wanted to get across was, what the fuck is with this knife?
Oh, yeah, the Red Master's
Chris.
Don't
remind him of the knife.
Well, no, because we got to talk about the knife. Because, honestly, you were apologizing for not giving us $7 million. And what I want you to apologize for is... using whatever fucking demon knife this is to get us out
of
a shitty situation without telling us what's going on.
All right. I think it's pretty clear. I can now talk to rats. I am the rat bastard.
Why don't you say so?
I have a voice in my head. Because we were moving at 1,000,000 miles per hour in New York Minute, but
you gave us all the backstory we needed in 2 sentences. I can talk to rats.
He's got a voice in his head, and he's talking to rats. Me, I'm trying to cut open the rats. Tufton, you understand him.
Oh, yeah, that's some tension right there.
He's saying some really, really foul shit.
Almost would have killed him.
Do you want me to use my Rat Bastards Chris to make him good? I'll cut off a middle finger or something.
No, good. He's being very sweet to me, so whatever he's saying, I don't care because he's nice to me.
Somehow I think the logical part of my brain that understands how the Matrix works is never going to understand how this fucking magic shit works.
I'm sorry, I gotta ask. Who the hell is the Rat Bastard, and where'd you get that knife?
Tech. Oh, shit. This was after you got shot, my good friend.
No, right before.
Oh, well, then what's your
excuse? I lost my short-term memory then.
Yeah.
Wait, you're saying you can't remember in perfect detail the things that happened 15 minutes before you got shot by a sniper rifle while jumping between two buildings? Have fun with that one, JPC. Because I talk fast. That's
He listens at 6 times speed.
Yeah.
No way he picked up anything.
Do you want to try to do it faster?
I mean, I went pretty fast that first time.
You did, but do it again.
See if you can beat your record.
Just go like this.
You won't know the difference.
We killed this heavy hitter who was after us in Denver. I got a dagger. He was following us as rats.
I feel like Bart Vada took him out within like a second and a half of him appearing in front of us. Or maybe Dak, you shot him through the head.
I think
killed a couple guys that day. I don't really remember. It's a little unclear.
Starting to come back. I'm pretty sure that was a dude you shot in the head. Bart Vada got the eater.
Oh, the guy with the big fork, maybe?
But then there was the other dude who attacked
Barthoda carried me, though, right?
You guys passed by a wrecked mech. Gigantic wrecked mech, half sunk in sand.
Whoa, Jesus, what?
There's a gigantic battle axe smashed into its head.
What the fuck is that?
Keep on passing on by.
You should be like an amusement park over there?
Can I tell what type of tech it is? Like what company makes it?
Yeah.
Wizard.
We'll take a little
tech.
Roll
wizard.
Of the dice.
Boom.
A-boom, baby.
A-boom, baby.
It's a wizard whack-off world mech.
It's a promotional.
Every time you say wizard whack-off world, I think of wizard whack-off world, which is the jingle for women's workout world. Women's workout world.
Well, Wizard Whack Off World just got a theme song.
Yeah, I guess so. Everybody, mark it down. One more time, Eleni.
Wizard Whack Off World.
Excellent.
It's the whacking off.
I got one hit.
Can't get a good read on that. There's obviously some sort of historical significance to this thing. There's no plaque or anything. It's just like wrecked. Rusted, super huge mech.
I'm assuming that Zenith, while doing this, ascertainment of, what this technology is, he drew a lot of attention to himself that he was like, oh, I'm going to figure this out. And then he turns around and he looks at everybody and he says, that's my dad.
What?
Shut the
Stop
hell
the car.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Keep going. No. Okay. Keep driving.
Guys,
speaking of that,
my dad's a human, probably. Oh. We don't know.
Where are we going?
I was just.
Oh, what?
Go I was ahead. Just gonna.
You can make an Evangelion joke?
No.
We've been watching Evangelion.
We have been, yeah.
We have been watching it. We're up to like episode 12 or something.
I was just going to say if you got that baby in a chop shop and had Dak Rambo on his back for an hour, could we get that mech running again? What do you
hey,
think,
only
dude?
One way to find
I,
that,
I thought about it, but I'm like, I don't want to derail it.
Yeah.
With, remaking a mech.
Yeah.
Pox, that's a good point.
Yeah, where are we going?
Where are we going?
I have just been kind of killing time. Oh, shit.
Are we still driving to the place that the guy was trying to get us to drive to?
Yeah.
Did we do that?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm actually driving there. But before I say anything else, I just want
to... Wait, driving to the place where the guy was trying to get us to go to? The plane?
I think just in that general direction, but we still have a long ways to go.
I want to say one more thing about this rat bastard. It's Chris.
Yeah.
Z, you're right to be wary about this thing, because I lost two fingers. It makes me feel really, really fucking good. I would say this is, in my experience, my expert opinion, this is a cringe class drug.
Jesus Christ.
You want to give us the knife?
What I'm going to suggest is someone take this knife from me and hide it, and this can be like a break in case of emergency thing, so you all can feel better and I can feel better because I like to party, but this is no
gotta
bueno.
Gotta be a pox
wow.
thing.
I was gonna say, I thought you'd never ask. And she takes the knife.
Well, and all of a sudden,
yeah,
the call.
And her eyes.
She chops her hand off.
Just glaze over as she stares into the distance and she can hear the call.
Does somebody else want to maybe just take the knife? Because what I'm suggesting is to hide it or something.
Yeah, down. What do you think I'm going to do? Hide it, duh.
Pox, how do you feel?
Well. and she looks devilishly at them. And her hair floats up and is standing straight up. Straight up now, up into the sky. All,
that's because you got all, your period
it's static.
Again.
It's just a static.
Oh, wow. For 357
Whoa.
Already.
Oh, my God. I've got my period again. 1 hour has gone by since we last spoke. So sorry.
All of
that would be such a terrible existence. You would just constantly have to be wearing something, like, because you would never not have it, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Dak, I think we can take care of that, but I mean, we can't do that right now while.
I mean, I got a million
here,
compartments
will.
In
well,
here.
Well, I
if
can
you wanna...
hide it. I can hide it.
All right, okay. I'm going to close my eyes for 1 minute while you hide it. We're still driving.
Dak.
All right, close your eyes.
I don't know.
Take a left?
I don't know if I can do anything, but like, if you just ever feel too freaky about that stuff,
you're going to need to shit.
Pox throws
might
it
be,
out the window.
Well, really?
Yes.
Okay, great. Ding, ding, ding. Bounces, bounces.
Windshield wipers, Dak. Are you listening?
Yep, I'm listening. Windshield wipers. Dak is still driving. Did you guys hide that thing yet?
Yeah.
I just want to say, it's super important that we still have access to it. So make sure you remember where you hid it.
Oh.
In case this thing has really bad withdrawal effects or something, or...
You're starting to feel pretty bad, Dak.
Immediately?
It's just like a bad feat. Just like, just like a... Just kind of bad.
How important? Like, I mean... Well, why did you want me to hide it in the first place?
Because it's not something that I feel like I should have ready access to because my... Right now, I tell you, I would love to pick that thing up and cut a vein and figure out what the rat gods want, you know?
Well, you never will. Don't worry.
Can I could just roll one die for this or whatever. Do I notice very clear signs of, like, withdrawal coming on based on my experience with that? Because I think...
Yeah, you got a knowledge of one. Roll it.
Okay.
Yeah, no. He seems to be taking it okay. This ain't his first rodeo.
And Dak is like also is missing two fingers.
Hard to tell. Hard to tell where the drain's coming
from.
Yeah.
So I will just say, Tech Wizard feels very nervous about that, but is just going to see what happens because he
has no idea how this works. And Z feels super proud of the joke he made about the like mech thing that was in the sand.
Yeah,
and
that's kind of
like, that's kind of like,
oh, he's been riding that the whole time. Yeah, yeah, he's just like, that. Yes.
Pox is scared now, immediately scared. But she also is like, that's exactly what an addict would say.
Your danger sense is just prickling a little bit as you turn to look at the rats currently in the cabin.
So, okay, here we should discuss where we're going. We sent you guys that thing just to kind of reiterate.
Oh.
We were able to fool her dad into coming to America, not speaking with anybody in the rest of his company. We told him there were like moles and things, and he couldn't share it, and that he and Samantha Argyle needed to meet privately, off the books, no whatever. And I don't know about you guys, but I think Pox and I are in agreement that this is pretty huge fucking shit, right? This
yeah, like, I read the letter.
But you didn't hear my my articulation of it.
That's true. But you did really say helps. Word for word exactly the same thing as you texted.
Yeah. That, I was reading.
That really helps because I'm more of an auditory like learner.
Yes. I yelled all this to you during our fight, Deck. Come on.
Yeah, but he had an earbud in one of his ears.
You know I was listening to my binaural sleep beats.
Oh, those are pretty good.
Well, you guys, all I can say is I'm very scared. And if I was scared going in before thinking that we might run into him, I'm even more scared now knowing that we're purposely going there. Wait, are we going there?
We don't have to.
Well, hold on. Look at the body that I'm speaking through right now, right?
Gorgeous.
I mean, like,
gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
You fucking do. You beautiful. Really do look great.
But I do but miss your old body. It
your
was
old
also
body,
gorgeous.
Look, too.
Gorgeous.
It's, you know, yeah, I love it. We can get more into that later. But...
No, we'll take some of these books off your body. We're treating this like a goddamn shelf over here.
So I've already got your earrings.
Like, picking up a bunch of bags.
Did you hide the rat bastards, Chris, under Tech Wizard?
No, I thought about it. I did. I thought about hiding it on him.
Then what's this hard metal thing I'm grabbing? It was the
I threw it
hog.
Out the window.
yeah, right, Fox.
Yeah, I know. Just kidding.
That's a good
I'm
joke.
I'm just kidding. You'll never find it, though. That's so
well,
funny.
I might need to find it, but Pox.
No, you won't.
Pox, are you ready? Do you want to kill your dad? Do you think that's going to make all this stop?
Do I want to kill my dad?
I mean, that's why you brought him here, right?
Okay,
we don't know what we will necessarily do, but we have him. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, but, okay, what if he's got security? What if he's got... I convinced him he's not.
He believed us. You heard the call.
If I get caught, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key, and I'm never going to get back out.
Well, if
that's
they lock
it.
You up, they lock me up.
If you locked up... I locked up.
If you get locked up, buddy, I'm going to be trapped next to you, locked up as well.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. Akon, Mr. Lonely.
I'm also, like, not feeling so great still yet. I really have got a lot of cuts open and
we're going to get you taken
blood
care of.
Out.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of blood out. But I do think that if we could... Also, I can't kill him. He's an elf.
We don't... Well, you know what? I mean, it might be worth the pain and torment of such a...
Just one of us, the big penalty that will happen to me and my psyche after I do that. First of all, killing your own dad, even though he's horrible, he's horrible.
I think it's safe to say none of us have ever killed our own fathers. And so that's going to be a unique experience, and we need to give it as much emotional weight as possible.
Color drains from Samantha Argyle's face.
Dak is thinking about that Homer Simpson gif where he goes into the bushes. And he's remembering.
Oh yeah,
he's remembering the plane that he was on that crashed,
and he was firing an assault rifle as he was backing into the bush.
Yeah, what he
Dak is remembering how he didn't put his phone in airplane mode.
Oh no, it was actually, but Dak doesn't realize it was Forgus Rambo who put an M80 in the airplane toilet.
Who knows?
But the thing is, like, whatever we do, we don't have to know just yet what we do, but I'm in this body and I feel like I'm starting to connect more with this mind, and I know, I'm not assuming, Samantha knows that he trusts her, and that I believe that, like we asked, he has not told anybody. It's not going to be on any chart because he is afraid the entire company is going down. And the fact of the matter is, he is always going to try to put you in a cage, and he's getting better at it. I mean, look how fucked up you are. Look how fucked up we all are in what we've gone through.
Yeah.
I mean, the shit with the vest, if we didn't have Ronan, where the fuck would we be?
Probably at that airfield.
And that was just one of thousands.
We had a couple aces in our sleeves.
You're right.
That
we've
got to
go.
In. But here's the thing, okay? We kill Pox's dad, and you think that's just going to... Do we really think that's going to end it?
I mean, maybe we...
We can still do the podcast after Pox's dad is dead.
Maybe I control him. You know, maybe I take him from that point and we kill Samantha.
But Tech, you can't just keep possessing people until we all die.
Right, Ganon? Hmm? Or can he just keep possessing people?
I mean, he's going to have to hit drain eventually.
I would rather
B-A-D.
I'd rather die from that than die in an explosion from somebody with a bomb on their vest, or getting shot under the chest by a sniper in a clock tower. This is the first time that we can reach out and sting the fucking hand. You know
I'm
what I mean?
So scared,
and if we die, we've been looking death in the face.
No matter what happens, I'm not going to let anything happen to any of you, okay?
Pox.
I'm not.
Pox, we're not going to let anything happen to you, okay? And that's why I'm
maybe.
Saying...
Maybe.
No, Pox.
No.
Seriously.
Maybe.
If,
yeah, if, but if I have to go with him, I have to go with him.
But you don't. We can go somewhere else.
But we have to go to him. This is the chance that we've got. Otherwise, Tech's right. He's just going to keep coming, and it's just going to keep getting worse.
What if we fake our deaths, get off the grid, start new lives, get some sort of, like, new faces? I've seen it happen.
I love to be Marcy again. Marcy!
It would maybe work for... somebody with a smaller company with less resources, but this is like, I don't think there's any way we could just fool, you know, the people that would be searching for us. I mean, honestly, we can't even like go into a truck stop without starting shit. And hey, that's what I love about us, but.
He's got people everywhere. He's got eyes everywhere. The drones. Think about the fucking drones around.
What about Blister, okay? Blister, sure. Pretty sure Blister stole all of our gas, but...
Yeah, that was a fair exchange.
Blister lived out in the woods for 20 years, and seems like she was sort of... Well, she wasn't happy, but...
You think we can live out in the woods for 20 years?
I lived out in the woods for like 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, multiply that by 10, that's 20.
Because there's 10 of us. Come out, boys!
I've still got to save my sister.
You have to save your sister, and... We may be able to do that. At the end of the day, there is nowhere where we are safer from Forget's forces than where Darius Pender doesn't want Forget to be.
Mm-mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Whose phone?
Whose phone?
Whose phone?
Samantha.
Who's calling?
Pick it up.
Who's calling?
Darius Pender.
Oh, okay. Shit. Put it on the speakers.
Jumps out the window.
Okay. Real quick, I said to him on that call, I said, like, this is huge. Call me.
And he also said that the password is pickle nuts.
I did say the password.
He got that one from Samantha's psyche.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You got this.
Here's the aux.
Okay. I plugged it into our great sound system, and I'm tapping into the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Answering?
Yeah.
You called me.
Is this line secure?
It's secure. What is so important?
Things were bad before you left, as you know, and they are worse now. You promised me there's nobody who can overhear.
Line is secure. What is it? I will be honest with you. You are testing my patience a bit. So it better be worth my while. I trust you.
They're leading you away.
What?
They're leading all of their little forces away.
I'm sorry? Can you speak plainly?
Darius, listen to me. This is me, okay?
Yeah.
I'm scared. Do you hear it in my voice? I'm scared. Because every time I find another person who wants to destroy all of this, somebody else is behind it. I keep killing it away. I keep thinking I've figured it out.
Are you off your psychotic medication?
Excuse me?
You sound unwell. Look, we can talk more about this later. We can talk more about this later.
Later? When do you mean later?
When we meet. Phoenix. And look, I know you told me to limit my communication with other people. I did my best, but something rather pressing came up that I want to talk about when we get to Phoenix. Just speaking with Ak Aguilar in Colorado, in lieu of Faglin Moros' assassination, I've approved an increase in forget contractors to defend the Denver Wizards, so be ready to discuss that at our meeting. Fine, good?
Yes, we have the meeting place settled.
Yes, I'll be arriving around 12, so I'll meet you at 1 p.m. and I'll text you the location.
Okay, I'll block all of my trackers.
All right, good night.
Fuck!
Are you pressing up on?
Dak pressing up on because I had to. I had this weird urge to press a up on that whole conversation.
Oh my god.
No.
Wow.
I blew it. The first one was so much better.
No, you killed it. Wow.
Tech is a fucking actor.
You did a good job, Tech.
I forget sometimes.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that you went to Juilliard.
Puke.
Like last time.
She puked.
Out the window or?
Yeah, out the window. Okay. She makes out the window.
Spook splash.
I did that. Casey Tony.
Hey, where'd you learn how to drive? Human school?
Oh, this guy again?
Blam!
Auto car drive.
That's the sound that the horn of his auto car makes.
Blam!
That's right. It makes that one's a blam. Some are nice. Poo! And then some are blam.
Can someone speak English? What does that mean?
I mean, the last time I talked to him, it was like I was talking from her thoughts, and I was pulling out names and specific details, but this time it was like I was trying to remember a dream from what she knew. You guys believed him, right? That sounded... He's going to meet us privately, right?
But it also sounds like they're bankrolling the defense of the wizards.
Listen, okay. What's going to happen is wherever we go, you're going to go in there. And then what's the worst that's going to happen? Can't you just like leave her body if you have to at the last second if things seem wrong?
Yeah.
Which I know is not going to be good, but.
We just can't be, we can't be too far away. And so we have to.
We're going to have the weekend at Bernie's.
Is there any chance that Darius has his own wizards who might know what's going on? I mean, I don't really know how that works, but...
It's like, I know I convinced him last time that he wouldn't bring anybody and he wouldn't tell anybody, but I don't know anymore. I don't know what she knows.
I will say that I think that Darius Pender is the most untrustworthy, manipulative, and all-around conniving person that there is.
Pox, so, thank you.
Shut up. You are good. You are pretty upfront, honestly.
Well, that's because you're my friend.
You're passing by a gas station.
Yeah, you're pretty upfront
station.
With everybody, I think.
Passing by a gas station.
Do we need
like
gas?
An emaciated elf, very wrinkly, smoking a cigarette outside. Driving on past the station.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
What if we ask Samantha?
Oh.
Where's she gonna go?
Do you wanna pull over in this parking lot over here and get her in the trailer?
Okay.
But if we do that, then how's he gonna go back in? He's not gonna be strong enough to go out and in and out and in. I mean, they're not doing it.
I could try really hard to do it from in here.
Yeah.
It worked before. I'm really nervous.
Want me to hypnotize you? I can do kind of one of my like jack off instruction thing without the jack off, just the kind of talking calmly.
Yeah, the last 45 minutes isn't in there, but the first 15 are.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me just pull over here.
You're pulling into the gas station area?
Yeah, there's like a there's one of like, those big truck.
It's large. You can park and be sort of innocuous.
Okay. We pull up right in the shade of a tall saguaro cactus.
And the gas station is called Plimps and Plumps Gas Pumps.
That's saguaro.
That in the future they call it saguaro.
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 Pox sits next to Tech and puts her palms facing up so that she can also receive this meditation.
Z does the same.
Guys, you're going to want to take your thumb and your index finger and hold them together so you can get your... I don't really know the science behind it, but I know that this is what you're supposed to do.
Is this for the meditation or for the jacking off part that comes
later? Oh, you are right. You are right. Actually, go ahead and put your hands down. You don't need that. You don't need that. Good call, Z. All right.
Jack off like that anyway.
Well, you must have a huge dick if that's not big enough.
All right, ready?
Give me the interlude, buddy.
I don't want to give you the interlude, Mike.
Fork it over. The people need to find out about different promotional things, advertisements, how we're doing. They need to check in. They need a break from this episode because it is high stress situations.
Right, fine.
So give it to us.
Take it. Take the interlude.
We've got the interlude.
Thank you.
I'm holding it in my hands.
We were in Casey's sweaty palms for so long.
The interlude smells like a... like a fart.
Look, they didn't...
Have you been
they
farting in your hands,
No,
Casey?
They weren't sweaty or farty until you guys got in there. That's
guilty,
all I'm saying.
Guilty. True, true. I put the sweat and fart on it because I was getting riled up because Casey wouldn't give me the interlude.
Well, we got the interlude now. It smells stinky and farty.
Sorry.
You know what doesn't smell stinky and farty? That's right. Roll 20.
Nope. I dare you to smell it.
It smells sort of digital. And like when you take a sniff... your nose hairs kind of disappear because it was like a static.
Roll 20 does not actually disappear your nose hairs.
Yes.
If it did, I would be sniffing it all the time.
I'm just trying
to
describe general
days.
Digital scent, which is the smell of static burning your nose hairs.
What these guys are trying to say is that we are sponsored by Roll 20.
Fact.
Yes.
Boom.
And let me tell you.
If you've never heard of it before, Roll 20 is a virtual tabletop. And guess what? You can make a completely free account if you go to roll20.net/start/neoscum.
That's right. Even if you don't have digital sense, yes. You can still get a free account.
That's Bitcoin.
Of Roll 20. Yeah, that's Bitcoin.
I will say you will need internet, and if that costs money where you live, then it's probably going to cost money to use this website.
Go to a Starbucks. Also, go to a fucking Starbucks.
But also library.
Maybe our podcast costs money to listen to, so good on you for that. But cut us in. I mean, we'll mail you episodes. Just send us the money.
Yeah, just...
Digital Scent sounds like a William Gibson cyber thriller.
Yeah.
I hope William is enjoying this episode of Neoscum. Buddy, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening.
You are our king. It's so cool, that letter you wrote us about how Neuromancer was inspired by Neoscum.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Really thought that was really, really cool for you to share with us.
Cool.
And yes, I will take up the mantle of greatest science fiction writer of our time. It's a real honor for you to present that to me, and thanks for doing it, man.
It's true. Gannon is the number one writer of all time of science fiction. I read his dissertation on how he would become the greatest writer of science fiction. And
you read it in the notes of a Roll 20 Live gameplay session.
It's true. He posted it.
I'm going to go ahead and blast us out of this Roll 20.
Can we stay here a little longer, Blair?
Oh, no. We got to talk about one more thing before we return to the interlude, or I guess return to the episode. But Roll 20, guess what? It's a virtual tabletop. It runs from your web browser. You can create a free account. Again, our custom URL is roll20.net/start/neoscum. They got all kinds of different kinds of games on there. Official modules from stuff like D&D, Pathfinder, Shadowrun. It's great. It's got all kinds of resources. Like these guys are saying, it's got a video chat built into it. You can freaking run a D&D session with people from all over the world. And it's beautiful because it's bringing people together. And
that
you should really check it out.
Cool. And it's compatible with your imagination. So,
oh, Mike, that is so good, dude.
You know what?
You know what? If you take that roll 20, we said it first. Thank you.
I think they can have it.
Imagination compatible. My day job's not compatible with my imagination, unfortunately. Beep, boop, beep, beep, boop, beep, beep, beep,
beep, boop, beep, beep, boop. You
Mike,
know what it is?
Quit. Poking the buttons on this interlude.
I'm poking the buttons.
Oh, get
you
it.
Know what
oh.
it is? I'm poking the buttons on this interlude.
What are you typing with
I'm
those buttons?
I'm changing the channel for a promo. Now we're going to do a promo about merchandise.
Merchandise.
Wow. Oh, hey,
merchandise.
Dice. It's actually die.
Oh, sorry.
Merchandise.
Yes.
You can buy some merchandise. Mask on merch. You got t-shirts. You got shower curtains. You got prints, you got stickers, buttons.
Buttons, laptop cases.
Phone cases. I mean, you got Blair coughing.
You got interlude.
But that you can buy. You can buy it.
Shower
you okay, Blair?
Curtain.
He's good.
Okay. Baby clothes.
Baby clothes.
Man clothes.
Man clothes, yeah.
Any kind of clothes.
Any type of clothes.
Neoscum bathwater. You can
soon
buy a jar of bathwater from the bath that we record episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
Splish, splash.
And it doesn't smell like farts and stuff and sweat.
No, it doesn't.
It's clean. We have a number of very cool designs and cool designers. Shout out to
Dior.
Not Dior.
Shout out Givenchy.
Shout out to Chanel. Shout out to Alexander McQueen and Potato Fuzz and Dread Singles. Go check out their stuff. They have some great designs. Also, Will Kirkby, the official art, is on.
That's right.
Some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Logo shirt and everything.
We love you.
That's true. And I did some.
Yeah,
and Gannon did some, of course.
Gannon, yes. I think we mentioned it briefly once before, but if you loved that Living Race arc, go get Gannon's Living Race shirt, or not just shirt, like product. It has all the Living Racers, their portraits just in a big cluster. It's very cool. Guys, you can access all of that at neoscum.com/shop. That will redirect you to our Threadless page, neoscum.com/shop. Yeah, get
with
you some.
With that, I'm going to go ahead and grab this little interlude and put it in the center of us.
Okay.
And we'll all put a hand on it.
All right.
Guys, we're putting our hand on the interlude.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can you feel it, listener?
Mm.
We're all putting our hand out in the middle.
On the interlude.
If you're driving,
on
don't do this with us. But if you are not driving, or if you find yourself in a pretty safe part of town, put your hand on the interlude.
Or live dangerously, you know?
You guys want to say interlude on 15?
One,
yeah.
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, interlude!
There's the train, and it's gentle this time.
It's gentle.
It's gentle, and it's stopping, and I'm getting on board.
The conductor has a gun. The conductor has a gun.
I didn't realize we were trying to say interlude at the same time.
Just on 15.
Sassy man.
On our own 15.
Casey Tony's dead. Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Wait, he's okay. A Bible was in his head. Stop the bullet from getting to his brain. All right, we ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Parking lot. Boom.
Okay.
Guys, we're
Pumps, gas pumps.
Can you hold my body, please?
Which body?
My real body.
Pox goes and lays down on Tech Wizard's real body.
Lay next to Tech Wizard.
Some rats rolling
around. He wants
me
to hold him.
Just in case.
Okay, we ready to do this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to just play this one track that I use for the jack-off stuff, but it's good. It's actually a meditation thing. I kind of repurposed it for J&O. We all know this. We've all listened to it. All right, here we go. All right, Tech, close your eyes.
Okay.
You're listening to the sound of my voice. You're becoming calm. I'm going to count down from five. And when I count down from five, I'm going to take it from there, okay? If everyone wants to count together, we can do that too. Five, four, three.
Wait, who the fuck is this guy?
It's the emaciated elf. He's smoking a cigarette outside.
Hey.
He's waving.
Hey, guy.
Hey. Smoking a cigarette.
Oh, hey.
Having a moment.
Sorry, misread it. Thought you were counting.
Hey,
well, we were counting.
Feels like he misread my initial comment. Really,
that's a positive guy.
That guy is positive.
What a great guy.
He's walking away now.
Damn, bye. We should have asked him to join our party.
Let's roll up the windows and turn on the AC.
Okay, AC on. A bunch of glitter just shoots out of the AC.
Oh fuck!
Okay, close the windows. All right, let's try that again. All right. And let me get the beat started over from the beginning. Everyone's eyes are closed. At least rats are really acting up.
Yeah, they're a little cranky.
Hey, don't make me get that knife and make you guys all do suicides across the back of the trailer.
You're saying things you do not understand.
You are not going to get that knife.
Yeah, they're speaking their little secret language. They don't want me to know. Well, two can do that, but leg day. All right, guys, seriously, stop laughing. Okay. Stop laughing. We're going to be calm. All right.
Okay. We're being calm.
Five.
Mm-hmm. Four.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Pox, I've never heard you fart before.
I didn't. I just made that sound with my mouth.
Then what the fuck smells like shit? Oh, all of us.
All of us.
Literally everything in this entire truck.
Okay, it's good that we're kind of like being jocular.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, you got to go slower, Z. Five.
Yeah, JVC didn't even hear
five,
that.
Five.
Four.
Three, two, one.
Tech, you are...
No, can you call me... Samantha.
Oh, we're going to get there, but I'm going to need you to trust me here.
I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
Five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Do we all have to say one together?
One.
Look, we're going to... One. We're just going to start from being inside the... One. Being inside the mindscape.
I'm in there.
Tech, you are on a green, grassy plains. It is a beautiful spring day. The sky is blue. There's two clouds in the sky. They are white and puffy, and they bring you peace and joy and serenity. And you don't have a huge boner.
Oh.
That part is changed from how I normally do this. There's a sun, and in the sun is a little baby's face. And the baby's giggling and looking at you kindly, and you feel accepted, and you feel radiant, positive acceptance, and you feel calm. All right, now you're gonna take a couple steps down this grassy plains on this nice spring day. And you're gonna walk down this hill.
It does, and it's safe.
Nice.
Their technician was just there,
good.
And there's all of these doors.
At the bottom of the hill,
and you go through one of the doors. Oh, it's the kitchen. Door. It's nice, beautiful kitchen. They have an island there. It looks functional.
Dak, can I take another celeb shot?
Yeah, take a celeb shot.
Larry Bird's in the kitchen.
Oh, and he's made you a big plate of fritters.
But he's getting out of there,
and he's leaving.
He's got to go see Samantha Bird.
But the door's locked, and he can't get out. He's stuck.
And then he realizes it's one of those, it's a push, not a pull, and he leaves. And you leave the kitchen, and then you go to the bedroom, and there's a beautiful, it's a beautiful purple big bed. Big, it's a heart bed. It looks like Leisure Suit Larry or something hangs out here, but it's cute. It's cute as well as sexy. And you leave, the door doesn't lock, Larry Bird doesn't pop out, it's just a normal bedroom. You come back out. And then he's having a reaction. He's having an emotional reaction. This is part of it. Normally, if this was a sexy version, he'd be coming. But he's having an emotional reaction. And now it's time to go to the bathroom. And you go in the bathroom, and it's a spacious bathroom. And you notice this beautiful, clean toilet. Nothing inside.
A hand comes out. And it comes out, and it reaches up for your robo-hog.
And it's got a Boston Celtics championship ring on it.
And you flush it, and it goes down, and Larry Bird is okay. Larry Bird can have a little toilet flush as a treat. And you look at the shower, and it's beautiful. And then, Tech, You look to your right, and on your right above the sink is a mirror.
And you see yourself, and your face changes, even though you didn't move your face. And then you see, suddenly, someone behind you. You look, and it's Samantha Argyle.
Sure, that happens, and then you both become one. You merge together, and your faces blend, and you are... You see 50% Tech, and you see 50% Samantha Argyle, kind of like Two-Face from Batman, and... You're able to talk as both at the same time, and you feel safe in the bathroom. You close the door, you lock it, you turn on the AC so no one can hear your conversation, and you are able to access Samantha Argyle, and you are able to access Tech Wizard, and Larry Bird is not there.
And the bed did not implode.
Why are you in my body?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is God, real?
I've been screaming in here for hours. No one can hear me. I can't do anything. I can only just look out of my own eyes, but they're not my eyes anymore.
Do you want a drink or something? I haven't been in here, to be fair.
This is a nice room.
I mean,
yes, I would like a drink.
Okay. Oh.
There's a cocktail cabinet in this bathroom. Don't ask questions.
You got a gimlet? Can you make me a gimlet?
Yeah, absolutely. He opens it, and there's a gimlet. It's just ready.
Oh.
It's like, like a cooking show.
Okay. It's good. That's exactly how I would want a gimlet.
Do you feel like I know this might sound kind of crazy, and I know you're freaked out a little bit, but just answer me honestly. Do you feel like we're connected in a way?
How do you mean?
Like when I move, you move?
Just like that?
Just like that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do. And I think you feel that too. And so I want to ask you, and I think I'll know too. Do you believe him?
Do I believe him?
Is he one to lie to you or to hurt you?
Yes. He's hurt me many times.
Do you think that this meeting where we're going to meet him, you and I, do you think that he's honoring?
That's the fucking thing. That's the fucking thing. I'm so scared that you're going to kill me. I'm so scared you're going to kill me at this thing. But I will tell you that I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know with that man. He... is an incredible man. But he frightens me, and I don't know. I just don't know.
How about this then? I don't want you to die, and because I mean that, I think you know I mean that. I feel connected to you in a way, and I don't think that's going to go away, so I'm not going to let you die, all right? But
all right.
If I need your help, if I need to know something... If I need to talk right in a way that he believes, I need you to help me. And I need you to help me not because of logic, not because you're outside the world, because at the end of the day, we could kill you. And if it doesn't go well, your body is certainly gone. But the fact of the matter is, I don't want that, and I truly do not want that. So please help me.
Okay. But just like you've seen into me, I can see into you too. There's parts of you that are open that I can see. I'm just stuck in here. I can't do anything but just feel you, see you, whatever.
Can I add something?
Yeah, quick? Yeah, go for it.
So they're in Tech's subconscious, mm-hmm. right? So as Samantha's saying this, a clunking sound comes, and all of a sudden you just see like a pair of legs walk across their field of vision, but they're both the stockinged legs from a Christmas Story, so like lamps or whatever. So
hey, don't look at that. Don't look at that. Just
two big, like, sexy legs walking across the front.
Yeah, okay. No. Don't worry. I mean, yeah, I see all that, but that's... I don't know, normal guy stuff, I assume. I mean, some not so normal, but no judgment. Yeah, Feglin Moros. That seems to really be going all over the place. I keep seeing that name popping up. You gotta figure out what you feel about that. All right, that's my 2 cents to you. You keep me safe, and you take care of that. That's all I'm asking.
talk to your friends about that or whatever. Whatever. You don't know me. Just get this thing done. Get out of me. And I swear to God, I'll let you go. Just keep me safe.
The mirror cracks. And Tech goes, okay. And he wakes up. He, like, slowly opens his eyes.
Oh, shit, you're not supposed to just wake up from that. You're supposed to be walking out.
I got the bends! And his blood bubbles over and he dies.
No! I'm just kidding. He's dead!
Okay.
Wake up, Tech. Wake up.
Samantha, her cross eyes open.
Samantha? Tech? Which one? Which one? Look left if it's Tech. Look right if it's Samantha Argyle.
Stage left or stage right? Z, stage left or stage right?
House right.
House right? Which way is the house? The front of us or the back of us?
A house is not a home.
Well, yeah, if all the world's a stage and we but merely the players, then we always are facing...
The stage.
We're facing the
audience.
Unless we have a role that is where we're delivering lines upstage to characters who are behind us from the audience's perspective.
Well, what the fuck? Which way is it?
If it's in the audience, that's what it's like to be underground in the center of the earth.
Well, what if it's thrust?
Ooh.
Oh, okay. So theater if it's thrust, the then yeah. Well,
check it.
Look at us. Just a bunch of shadow running theater nerds, huh?
A rat bites Z's foot.
What the fuck?
Let me get Deck. That guy. Deck grabs the rat and just like, is looking at this rat and says, do not make me get my blade, you little naughty, naughty, nasty rat. And does the rat look cowed?
No, it's just a rat. It's just like...
Just, let's get rid of the rats. What do you say?
Can we just open like one door and let a couple of
rats? I can't talk to the rats without the blade, all right?
We don't have the blade. We
go get the blade.
No.
I'll do one last thing with
the
blade.
No, this is just what an addict says. I'm not getting a blade.
You want to get rid of the rats?
Yes. Well,
I got to get the blade to get rid of the rats. Otherwise,
absolutely, no,
are you
don't.
Kidding me?
I can
That's
get
like
rid
being
of
like,
them easy.
I just need a bump of cocaine and I can clean my apartment.
I mean, Gannett, is this a thing? Is this how the blade works? Can I talk to the rats one last time? Or tell them to get the hell out of here?
You can't talk to them without the blade.
Okay, where's a broom? Let's just sweep them out.
What if we just open one of the doors and probably, I don't know, let all these rats just
run
the fuck
run
out of here? Yeah.
Maybe the emergency situation is a bigger deal. Maybe we set a precedent that we try to handle these manually first. Is that fair?
It just seems like too quaint. I mean, like, why would you, what are we, Luddites? Let's just use the cool magic.
No, we're not going to use the cool magic.
Right.
Don't you understand?
This is a basic problem. Just open your door.
I liked Z's analogy about the cocaine to do the cleaning.
All right, cool. I open the door. Do the rats leave?
A couple jump out.
And
all right.
The
mission
rest?
Accomplished.
There we go. We've got half of them out.
There's only four.
three left. And they're
sort of like sniffing and kind of like somewhere.
Is there like a broom anywhere? Is there a broom? Yeah. Pox
there's a katana.
A broom.
There's no broom.
Pox slices every single rat open, one by one, reaching inside, digging
they're
around
kind of
their
out
mushy
they're
little
running
belly,
out.
And pulling out gems and gold.
Wow, that incredible. Never gets less disturbing for me.
Yeah, especially the gems and gold.
Yeah, so now the rats are scared away. They kind of ran
yeah, yeah,
off.
Hold on, Pox. Don't kill all of them, all right? I mean...
I've only killed one, just right. As an example.
A tree.
Oh my God, Tufton. Rest in peace.
No, Tufton is still alive and never going to die. I only killed this one that was an asshole. And
that was a really good rat. That was one of the good ones.
Well, I'm sorry, rat. You've given me lots of, first of all, you've helped fix this problem. And second of all, I'm now super fucking rich.
Oh my God.
I've got
this
tons
rat
of gold.
Is wearing a union badge.
Yeah, I was the head of the union.
Head of the rat union. Oh my God.
Oh no.
It's all right. He was secretly a scab, I guess.
Oh,
I don't know.
Actually, yeah, I found a bunch of little tiny allegations in his pocket. And it looks like he also was
we'll
taking money
this.
From the mob.
We'll explore
okay,
this in the
back.
Next guide.
Hey, Tech. What the fuck happened? I lost you there for a moment.
Yeah. So Samantha is going to help us how she can when I need her. And you're going to have to believe me that I know that for certain. But
or you're going to have to fake it till you make it.
Right. But also she is scared of your dad. And she says maybe
right,
it's fine. But right. Yeah. But I think we still need to go through with it. But we just make sure that we can't let anything happen to you. And so whatever we have to do to make this go down with that, if
to me,
I mean, to make sure that if it does go wrong, Samantha's is the only one in that room and the only one. Do you know?
Yeah,
and
I know
Captain
what you
goes
mean.
Down with
I
his
know
shit.
What you mean.
I just don't. I'm not totally 100% confident that.
So we're going to Phoenix, huh?
If we decide not to, when we get to Phoenix, We don't have to, but we should head that way.
Well, first off, you want to go into this gas station, see if we can get any supplies to patch up Pox and Z, are you injured?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay.
Okay, you just look like shit, buddy.
You look like shit too, man.
I'm missing two fingers.
Okay, yeah.
Are all the rats gone now except for Tufton?
Yeah, no. So far as you can see.
You know what I think we should do is not stop it at the gas station.
I'm afraid of the gas station.
We can do a not interacting, doing a transaction scene at the gas station.
We can.
Can just one person go?
Yeah, can be totally chill.
All right, you guys want to draw straws to see who goes into the gas station?
Okay, yeah, well, I'm not going in because I probably look, and by probably I mean absolutely look, the most heinous of any of us.
Whoever gets the higher one goes.
Okay, cool. I got a 2.
Dak got a 4.
All right, get in there, buddy.
All right. Okay, so Dak goes in there. Is there any kind of supplies, any snacks I can get, and anything for, like, maybe regrowing fingers or, like, prosthetics?
Anything for regrowing fingers?
I know it's a gas
station,
but it's a futuristic dystopian gas station.
Oh, you know what might work well? There's Slim Jims. You can just go, like...
Naughty.
An old man walks up to you in the gas station. He says,
"Oh no,
I'm sorry, dude. I can't do any scenes. I'm not here to do a scene.
You've got some finger stabs that you need to deal with.
Right, God.
Why don't you come back here?" His wife opens the door.
Welcome
back.
Hey, what's going on? It's me, Frank, normal shopkeeper. You guys are being these are the crazy guys.
Please,
Ben and Greg, crazy. They love starting scenes with people.
You gotta go.
You guys gotta go.
You don't buy shit.
You gotta go. This guy's just trying to buy some Slim Jims.
Okay, hey, what? Listen, my 60th birthday is on Sunday. Here's a flyer. We're doing a little block party. Okay.
It's gonna be super fun.
Yeah,
this is in Phoenix.
Yeah, it's holographic. Yeah,
this is really cool. Well, I might see you guys there. I really want to talk to you, but I can't. My friends are waiting for me, and we're in a bad way.
Okay, hey, man,
I love you.
Here's 5 million new yen.
Oh,
and it's a man's penis.
Where did this penis come from?
Oh, that's mine.
It slotted perfectly into
my finger.
Oh, it's a thick gym.
Oh, it's a thick gym.
Yeah, it's a new brand.
That's what we call a thick gym.
Come on, man.
I'm kidding, dude. It's just a joke.
You can't be handing people your penis around here. Come on. Oh. Stop handing people your penis. I'm the storekeeper.
Listen.
Yeah, that's true. He's going to call last time. Let's freaking get out of here.
Oh, regular police.
If the penis police are coming, then I got to get out of here.
Bet your ass we're not buying any fucking party supplies here until next week. Okay.
You guys twins?
Yep.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
I'm Greg.
Happy early birthday.
No. This is my 60th birthday.
Yeah, it's not mine.
What the hell? You guys have separate...
I got my own party, okay? I got my own party. It's going to be 2 weeks later.
Yeah, we're doing separate parties this year.
Absolutely, you're invited.
Where's
the hell's your name?
Well, we don't have the flyers yet.
No, we got a plan, and right. I'm going to get my own flyer. It's going to be on paper airplane style.
Hey, I'm going to help. I'm going to help plan your
That's
party.
That's right.
Hey, what's happening?
Shopkeeper.
Yeah.
Cut back to the cabin where everybody's just like quietly like... Anyway, cut back.
You got anything for I swore I wasn't gonna do a scene, but
it's all right. Happens to everyone.
Look at my fucking fingers, dude.
Oh my god!
Look at this trucking accident. What would you do in my situation?
I got some Neosporin.
Please,
all right.
Can I get some of that?
And Neosporin, some Band-Aids.
Yeah. Can I get these little these powdered donuts?
Yeah.
Those sour smuckles?
Those are sour smuckles.
I'll take two bags of
sour smuckles.
And what do you got in the way of? You got any like? Fuck it.
Cut back to the cabin. Just quiet.
Ouch.
Sorry. Cut back.
All right, cool. And I'll take this sombrero, and we are...
Great. That'll be 53...
Dinar.
Dinar.
You guys use dinar?
53 dinar. Oh, yeah. Technopolis.
The old man pulls out a gun. This is a stand-up.
No, come on. You do this... You actually have never done this before, but it's in your nature, and I know you don't mean it, so...
I'm going to go back in the crazy freezer.
That's what he calls his apartment.
Cut back to the cabin. Oh, Dak's leaving. Okay, he's got all right, arms full of stuff.
Nope, he's heading back in there, though.
53 dinar is... 100.
Mark it separately, and we can do the
math. On my way
later.
Out, are there any like online gambling, like little slot machine?
Yeah, there is. There's a slot machine.
How do you want to do this?
Well, I'm pulling up a slot machine game right now.
Let me just do one for good luck, just to see if Lady Luck is still being a lady tonight.
Oh,
right.
Using the crazy slot machine up here, huh?
Is it?
This is branded. This is our family's brand of casino slot machines.
Oh, it literally says crazy there with a K.
Yeah.
I'm Greg.
And I'm Pooper.
Pooper and Greg.
Yeah, that's his nickname. We love to call him, but we don't call him by his real name ever, except for the shopkeeper over there who does, but we don't not use that name.
My name is Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett. Wow, what a charming, handsome fellow with no pinkies.
Yeah, it's called The Treasures of Egypt.
All right, I'm going to play five lines. Spin the reels. Spin the reels to chop the wood.
This is going
to
be the least satisfying game to play ever.
All right.
And I lose slots real fast.
Lost five new yen. All right.
We lost five new
five
yen.
Dinar.
Five dinar, so.
Five dinar, Jesus Christ. Maybe we shouldn't go to the Phoenix after all. I come back out wearing a sombrero with a big synthetic paper bag filled with stuff. I've applied the Neosporin to my hands to
and
go back to full health.
Two new friends?
No, I left them in the crazy freezer of their existence, really. Oh, hey, guys. Anybody want any sour smuckles or powdered D's?
Yeah,
I'll take a powdered D.
Here's a powder D.
Sour Smuckles?
Sour Smuckly.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that bag is huge. It's 420 pieces.
Pox opens her mouth like the size of a toilet and just pours the whole thing in.
Z goes up and taps her left ear, and then her tongue goes along.
And all the Sour Smuckles go right down into her tummy, and then she has a big round tummy, and then she puts on a Santa outfit, and she says, ho, ho, ho.
And she's wearing her I Fuck Santa Claus hat.
Yeah. Who wants a present for Christmas? And then she takes a poop, and it's just perfectly good Sour Smuckles. They just came right out.
Well, here's a good thing. I also got a thing of Clorox wipes, because earlier we were talking about how we all smell like shit. Now we can use this Clorox and just clean ourselves right off.
Mike brings up a great point. Neoscum is brought to you by Clorox. We love the smell. We love the wipes.
We love the taste.
We love to put them in our nose and record a podcast while we have Clorox wipes in our nose.
So we're wiping down. So now the fans who love to do this can stop picking on us for our characters smelling so bad.
We're clean now.
We're clean. We used very bodily safe, nose, nostril safe. These are not safe, by the way.
Yeah, don't use these inside of your body.
No, we do have to. Clorox wants us to specifically say that.
I think it's perfectly reasonable to assume that you could clean the entire cabin of a truck with just one of those containers of Clorox wipes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
One of my favorite things about Clorox wipes is the dynamic lighting. It's got cool effects when you use Clorox wipes. But anyway.
So you guys you're cleaning up the cabin?
We're cleaning ourselves.
That's what we call set continuity housekeeping. But we just didn't want to have to constantly reference that we're covered in poop for the next 40 episodes.
We got stuff. We have food. People are eating. I think we're coming back to some semblance of normalcy.
Vroom, vroom.
How long were we stopped there?
40 minutes.
Okay.
So, guys, we're going to Phoenix, huh?
Seems like we probably should just
go to Phoenix.
Get the hell out of here and we might as well aim towards Phoenix for now when we can figure it out.
Do you guys think Max is okay? I heard the thing about Fork It.
I think Max is tough.
What thing?
Denver.
They were like ramping up troops or something.
I guess it's under attack. Ganon, it's the Mages versus who?
Yeah, Lone Star is bombing the cube.
I guess Darius Bender was going to send reinforcements to protect like the mages and the technomancers and everything, but I don't know if that changes anything because of Max.
I mean, it just sounds pretty fucking ominous. Z, would you mind? I don't have really access to outbound communication, but if you could just send a little jib-jab e-card or something to Max, just to let him know we're still thinking about him. And
yeah, you want the one with the little pieces of poop saying him happy birthday again, or just like the I love you and like a big bag of vomit?
Maybe just the I love you, if they have anyone that doesn't have vomit or shit. Or like,
your account only has vomit or shit options.
There's not
selected.
Even like a basic default one that's just like elves.
I know. Oh, I think you gotta like go backwards.
I think he got like grandfathered into some old thing where you're only allowed to pick poop and vomit.
I'm not sure how it works, but can you go into incognito mode and maybe get one that doesn't have poop or vomit in it?
I honestly think you have to log into the account.
See, you're fucking...
What are you talking about?
Look, you want me to spend my hard-earned skills trying to figure out how to make sure that we can send... What are you going to send instead of the poop?
We're thinking about a sun or something. I don't know.
Great, yeah, I found one. It's got a yellow circle on it instead of a piece of poop.
That's perfect. Right. It's perfect.
It's not a sun. It's just a yellow circle.
It's great.
It's not a sun. Yeah. It literally says, this is not a sun in black text over the yellow circle.
Oh, my God, I just realized.
Because
it doesn't matter.
S-O-N. Oops.
It's...
Is that it?
It's okay.
That's it.
Okay. I've been thinking, and I've said that, right? I called him my son by accident. You guys basically know.
Well, we were making the joke from... Yeah. I mean,
from
we
the
knew.
Beginning. We knew the moment.
You guys shut the fuck up.
We
you
knew the whole time.
You guys didn't fucking
knew.
Know. I called him my sister's kid. You guys really...
They don't call you the wildest whack-off guy in the West for nothing.
Why don't they call me that? Oh, they
well,
do
they
call
do,
me
but
they
it's
call
not
you that
for
a reason, yeah.
And what's the reason you heard on the street?
Because you
well,
are
wildest
disgusting.
Whack-off guy in the West.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, that's only the reason why.
There's our new enamel pin.
Wildest whack-off. What was it? Wildest whack-off guy in the West.
We're driving now, right?
Yeah, I got out. Gee, just, send me the yellow sun one, and if you want it, you can say it's a yellow sun, but my son's not yellow, and as in cowardly.
He's blue.
He's
as in sad.
No, he's not blue. He's just neutral.
just a
neutral.
Beige.
Could be anything because he's got
beige.
All the potential in the world, and Dak loves you, and the whole gang loves you as well, and we miss you, Max.
Okay, I sent that.
So you guys want to get to Phoenix in style?
No.
Dak's holding the breaker.
No.
What are you doing?
Whatever you're doing, no.
No.
Guys,
don't do it.
Guys.
Don't do it.
Okay, take your hand off the button.
Oh. Nut. breaker. This is the Chicken Man, a rogue trucker. Looking for a convoy en route to Phoenix, looking to drive with some fellow trucker buddies. Anybody out there?
Breaker, we read you loud and clear. We got a couple rogue truckers on a convoy down to Phoenix Square. You want to hop on board?
Buddy, me and my lumpers would love to. Oh, one question though. How's it smell?
Pretty damn bad. Over.
Well, let me tell you, we're the stinkiest motherfuckers you ever saw, so we're hopping on board your convoy.
Not anymore. We just Clorox ourselves.
Shut up. Stinky means cool.
Oh, I'm stinky as hell. I'm so stinky. Ah, poo-poo. Smelly bad.
We read you loud and clear, and we will catch you very soon.
Wow, that's nice.
That's yes. Very nice.
One of the perks, I haven't done this in a while, but nothing like an old-fashioned convoy to be part of something, be part of the big school of fish.
Well, the last time we met rogue truckers, they're pretty much the best people we've run into on this entire trip. So.
Yeah, what do you think are the chances that whoever we're about to meet up with has some sort of contract to kill us?
Well, I said I was a Chicken Man, so unless... they know that the Chicken Man is one of old Dak Rambo's aliases, then I think we'll probably be okay. Anybody want a hit of this? Dak pulls out a big, fat cigarillo.
a big, fat little cigar.
Yeah, big, fat cigarillo. Yeah, it's like a jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, or a thick Jim.
It's like a big cigarette.
Yeah, it's like a big cigarette, but it has space tobacco in it. And he takes a big puff. And he goes to pass it to Z.
Wait, did you inhale?
Yeah, I inhaled.
You inhaled a cigarillo?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one you can inhale.
Yeah.
It's space tobacco. It works different.
I don't know, Dak.
Spacco, we call it.
I don't think I can do this.
It's just weed.
Spadacco.
Space tobacco.
This is the hill I die on, Z. You will take a puff of this, my friend. If you only got, whatever, a year, you're going to be grim. You're going to hit this.
Have you ever taken a puff out of it?
Oh, yeah. You can't be in Dak's truck for fucking 3 weeks and not smoke weed or something.
I smoked one or two times. It was so much for me.
And we're driving, and we crash into a irrigation ditch.
Xanadu drives off, and the camera pulls away. I'm walking us out.
And I'm walking us home.
All right. I'm walking us out. Xanadu, camera Xanadu. We're zooming out. We're seeing Xanadu joining ranks with a rogue trucking caravan, and they're driving now. Driving, driving, driving. We're seeing them hitting the road. They're driving past dancing gilded snakes, hooved, running through fields. We're seeing them driving past congealed cactus, forest of slime and fungus. We're seeing them drive past billboards, Silpax, Gum for Tumors, Sack Man and Ty, lawyers who represent and deal and work with work-related tumors, and a new animated family film called The Tumor. Those are some billboards you see. Anyway, rooms.
Wait a second, they're remaking The Tumor?
There's Xanadu's driving, and we're seeing two big bronze stones. And beyond these bronze stones, we see the doming mortal skyscrapers of Phoenix. And we're seeing sort of like, as you're coming in to these doming huge skyscrapers, and they're known as mortal skyscrapers for good reason. We'll get to that.
Because they're shaped like breasts.
No. shaped like cactuses. The Sargus kind. And we're seeing a gigantic golden colossus of the Phoenix. Two-headed, huge wings spread out, Xanadu running underneath it, en route to Phoenix. Blackout!
Post-credit scene.
Shaped like breasts.
The entirety of The Tumor.
A two-hour film about love, loss, and two mermaids. Tumor.
Tumor.
Tumor, that's it.
We saved it.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, boy. Nice. We'd already printed all these movie posters. Yeah. Thank God we came up with something.
Nice. But it's literally, they have to scratch it out and write tumor.
The poster is like
everyone gave you
draw, like, a mermaid. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like kissing a
human. I'm full of edge now.
But each one is different because they already printed them, so they had to, like, do it by hand.
iTunes keeps emailing me directly saying we don't have enough room on our podcast
on the internet.
So
yeah,
I have to go and delete some old episodes.
Oh, that's me from my Apple at Google at gmail.com.
Oh, you keep saying
I'm rich.
I love apples.
You're rich now,
Blair. Truly, honestly, that would be if I could have perfect raws of each of those, which I'm not sure how many I do.
Dude,
this is my good luck charm now.
30 years now, you never get perfect raw.
Yeah.
Dude, perfect raw is the porn of Perfect Dark, the video game from N64.
Yeah.
It's already a porn.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, I think it was just a video game, man.
You gotta open like a door, and then you take a left down this hallway.
And Kim Kardashian's sex tape.
And then your parents are like fucking in this bedroom.
Oh, you are? Gotta.
Dude, wait, is it my parents or your parents?
Yeah.
So you've got the drop on your parents having sex.
I've been trying.
Come on,
they're
please.
So hard to get a hold of.
So rare.
I just want to see them, you know? Yeah, it doesn't matter what they're doing.
Honestly, they're absentee parents.
Comics.
It's not about catching them to having sex. It's about catching them in the house willing to talk to me.
Go ahead, Casey. No. I was going to say, Blair, when you open that door and you see whoever it is, you see your parents having sex. Mm-hmm. That sounds like the Harry Potter like mirror arrival.
Yeah.
Where you see what you want to see or whatever.
That's a great parody of that mirror though. It's like the it's instead of the mirror of ersatz, it's like the mirror of your parents fucking, and you just always see your own parents fucking.
Oh God. Mm. Oh,
like, what
God.
The fuck? That's my brother.
The more times you said it, the more just visceral my imagination became. And there was slapping and smacking.
Shut it down. Close your eyes.
Replace your parents.
Don't close my eyes.
Drink the coffee until you get a brain freeze. I think the worst part about that twist in Perfect Dark was it was the same one as Final Fantasy VII and Legend of Zelda and the Aladdin video game. It's like every one of these games I would go down the hallway, open the door, and my parents would be fucking.
Casey, I just found out that you never had any video games growing up.
What's that?
You didn't have any video game systems. I went to your childhood home, and it was just completely empty, but there was a hallway, and your parents were having sex in the abandoned
okay.
At the end of the hallway, his parents were having sex. He just lived in a hallway with no doors and no windows, and at the end of it, his parents were constantly having sex.
Wait, are you telling me that a Hoover vacuum isn't a video game system? Then what was I putting my dick in?
Dude, a Hoover? You got a nice
Why were you putting your dick in your PlayStation?
I thought it was vacuum.
You guys,
wait a minute. Hold on.
We just won a Pushcart Award for good new American literature for this bit that we just did. Well done, everyone.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
This podcast brought to you by Barnes & Noble. We're still here, guys.
No taken. Heard.
Kissing Casey.
Aww.
This is me
kissing,
polishing Casey's knob.
Guys, come on!
Oh, fucking God!
Oh Lord!
God.
Please,
so good.
Come in my
guys. I'm trying to do a mic Lord. Check, and you're fucking polishing my knob. And
this is me closing the curtain on you guys, so I can go play Barbie's Dreamhouse video game in the other room.
Boop, 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 boop.
Smoking weed, Barbie's Dreamhouse.
Hey, Lenny, you brought the mic with you.
Yeah, it's so that I can distract the listener.
Come in my fucking tonsils. I want you to knock my teeth out.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, let me.
Oh, God. I was thinking progressively worse things.
Look, buddy, your sound check's coming in a minute.
Neoscum is
Blair Britt,
Mike Migdal,
Gannon Reedy,
Eleni Sauvageau,
and Casey Tony.
The most fun way to learn about new games is to listen to them get played. I love that. And every week there is a one shot with James D'Amato. It brings you actual play recordings with very talented cast of improvisers, game designers, and other notable nerds. I noted them down too. Everyone's noting these nerds. Each month... Yeah, this is an impression of my dad. Each month features a new group trying a new system, exploring a wide variety of genre. In the story, they're self-contained, so you can jump in anywhere. It's so cool, and it's a great way to find new games. I love new games. Discover the magic of RPGs with One Shot on your favorite podcast app. My favorite podcast app is whatever the fuck you're listening to this on right now. Okay, bye.
This episode of NeoScum features music from Hozak Records. Learn more about Hozak and the artists they support at hozakrecords.com.
NeoScum good.
Neo sounds good.
Neo. That's perfect.